Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two hosts, our two websites. Sorry, I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. I'll get straight. Uncle Kevin's here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Morning. Great to be here.
Yes, it's been quite a week. Trump spoke. We're going to talk about that more with James McCanny coming up. He's going to be here. Sheriff Mack is going to be here popping in. Virginia's a hot topic. I mean, Iran and Virginia are two huge things. We'll talk mm-hmm. about them extensively today with some people who got some opinions. Okay. Joining us now on hold.
One of my favorites. All time.
Absolutely. Stuart Rhodes, love him. He's former paratrooper, former veteran, obviously, lawyer. He is the founder of Oath Keepers. He is that man on the wall. He's going all over the country. I mean, the things that he does, I can't even believe there must be two Stuarts.
Mr. Extraordinaire.
Yes, there must be two Stuarts. A friend of the Power Hour, and certainly we're a friend of Oath Keepers. Stuart Rhodes, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, very good. Well, we got a lot of new listeners. Maybe some people don't know who you are. Maybe just give a little brief Reader's Digest clip. What is the Oath Keepers?
What we are is an association of both current serving and former military, police, and first responders, firefighters, EMTs, search and rescue. The main focus is those of us who have sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution and are willing to put our lives on the line. And the mission is to remind those who are currently serving of their responsibilities to stand down and refuse unlawful orders, like the state police, for example, or the National Guard of Virginia. And also for those of us who are no longer in service, we still have an oath obligation. Our oath does not expire. We need to stand up and defend the Constitution.
Oathkeepers.org is your website, ladies and gentlemen. You always need support, obviously, what you're doing. Like I said before, you're everywhere, involved somehow. What are some of the things that you do? What does your organization go? I'm always amazed.
We've been, you know, for 10 years, we've been anywhere there's been a situation where Americans need help, we've been there. Five hurricanes and counting. Most recently, we've done 10 Trump rallies and counting, where we've provided volunteer escorts after the rally. Back to folks' cars because they don't, you know, that they're vulnerable and walk back to the cars. Bad guys know, like Antifa, for example, know that when you attend a Trump rally, you're unarmed, can't go in with a weapon. So when you come out, you're completely vulnerable to being attacked. And unfortunately, the radical left has attacked people. And so we deploy our military police veterans and they go out there and escort folks back to their vehicles. But we were also, you know, we were at Bundy Ranch. We were on the rooftops in Ferguson, Missouri. Protecting against arsonists. So we've done an awful lot over the years. Many, many free speech events we protected against Antifa and other radical leftists. And most recently, we're now on our way to Virginia to assist there.
Very good. Well worth your support, ladies and gentlemen. Oathkeepers.org. Oathkeepers.org is the website. Check that out. You mentioned Virginia. Let's get there. This is a hot button topic, obviously. The first question I have before we get specifically to Virginia, when you talk to former police and law enforcement and all the different categories you mentioned, when you talk to them and mention Virginia, they hear about possible gun confiscation or any restrictions. What is their reaction generally?
Well, most police officers in this country, rank and file, are pro-gun. It's the political leadership oftentimes that is corrupted and is more likely to go along. So there's an internal struggle inside of law enforcement. Those who will comply because they're willing to, you know, to save their paycheck, willing to violate their oath. That's a reality. There are some that will do that, but there's quite a few that have not only no interest in doing it, but are dead set against it and won't do it. So what we want to do is we want to maximize the number of law enforcement in Virginia who will say no. So one of the things we'll be doing is a direct outreach from our law enforcement officers to the Virginia State Police and other law enforcement in Virginia to encourage them to honor their oath by refusing unlawful orders. And that goes right down to the governor. You know, if a legislature passes it and the governor signs it, that does not make it constitutional. It still has to pass constitutional muster. And our message to the police is you need to stand down and honor your oath. It's a responsibility, your responsibility, to judge whether or not the order you've been given is lawful. Same responsibility I have as a paratrooper. I can't just say, well, you know, I was ordered to do this. You know, just following orders is no defense. You can only follow lawful orders. You must refuse unlawful orders.
When did it become I don't know, fashionable, or the argument just doesn't seem to be there. I don't get it. The Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land. You can give an order, hey, just go take all these guns. That doesn't make it it's not even legal. It's not lawful because the Bill of Rights is the supreme law, and it supersedes that. When did we kind of get away from that discussion in America?
Well, what's happened in this country is that whether it's the legislators themselves, those rules pass whatever they think is good, and they leave it up to the courts to tell them whether or not what they already passed is constitutional or not. That's the first start of the problem. But also goes down to law enforcement. It's been conditioned that, well, I just go ahead and enforce the law until the court rules it otherwise. So everyone's deferring to the courts as though they're the final arbiter on whether or not something's constitutional. That's not the founders' design. You won't find that anywhere in the Constitution. The courts have carved out judicial supremacy and the supposed authority to be the final arbiter of what's constitutional or not. And the tendency is for officials to say, well, we're just going to go ahead and do what we think is right, and the court will let us know if it's wrong. And until the court rules that it's unconstitutional, we're going to enforce it. That's the mindset out there. Not everywhere. We're seeing in Virginia, the rural areas, a lot of sheriffs standing up and declaring that they will not enforce the new laws or the new so-called laws coming out of Richmond. So that's a good sign. And we're seeing that across the country.
I know that Thomas Jefferson, exactly that process where judiciaries are taking precedent over legislators, the people. He was adamantly against that process that basically is modus operandi now in America. Give us a little background about Virginia. What give us the truth. I mean, we hear lots of rumors. We hear lots of things. What is the environment, the governor, what has been done, what is on the horizon? What does Virginia look like right now?
Well, Virginia is in an advanced stage. The same thing we see in Washington State, in Oregon, New Mexico, places where you have a tradition of strong gun ownership, but you have recent Democratic majorities or supermajorities in the legislature and the governor's office and controlling the courts. They packed the Supreme Court of the state with leftists. So what you have is basically a socialist, or what we call a Marxist, assault on the Constitution across the country. And their number one target, of course, is the right to keep and bear arms. But not just that. Also free speech in assembly, your due process rights. That's why red flag is such a huge issue. Red flag bills have zero due process. It's an absurdity. It's basically future crime. So Virginia is the advanced one. The reason why is because the governor has declared he's going to use the National Guard, and Virginia is getting down to outright bans. Some of the things that have been proposed are outright bans. You must turn in your weapons. And so it's a ticking time bomb. You've got a collision coming up between the rural, traditional American gun owners, and quite a few of them veterans in Virginia, who simply won't comply, and this crazy governor who's, you know, thinks he can just use the National Guard and the state police to do his bidding. So that's the collision course we're on. And we're now seeing in Virginia something we have not seen anywhere else yet, is we're seeing counties stand up and pass resolutions to form actual official county militia. Caswell County, and I believe Lee County now is also number two in Virginia, have taken that step. And that's important because, like an official sheriff's posse, a county government standing up and forming an official militia puts the people in that county in the strongest position they can be in as far as legitimacy legally and also in the public eye. And we're going there to offer our assistance in raising and training those militia.
Do you really think... Well, no, let me back up and let me just say something. I've often said I hear people call into the show, I get emails. Why doesn't Trump do this? Why doesn't X do this? Why doesn't the sheriff do this? And I'm of the opinion, you know, one sheriff can stand up in whatever county, say, we're going to follow the Constitution. That's the way it's going to be. If he's the lone voice in that whole county, he's going to get absolutely run over by the whole bureaucracy. There's nothing to support him. There has to be support for these type of things. What encourages me, it seems like guns, is that one issue. Well, America will actually get off the couch, will actually put their name, their honor, their life, everything. They'll put it on the line for that is the American issue. That's what I've been screaming about. We have that circumstance now. Do you agree with that? Two, do you think that this is a setup to kind of oust these people, make them look bad, and maybe start some kind of skirmish?
I think this is the leftist agenda, is disarm the American people, no matter what you do, they're going to keep pushing. And so you have to accept that you're going to have to nullify, you're going to have to defy and refuse to comply and nullify. But you should do it as a united county behind your sheriff, with the sheriff, with all able-bodied men in the county as his posse. But you should also, as in Virginia, you should form the county militia as well under the authority of the county government. And the reason why you want to do both is you've got a law enforcement function and a military function. The sheriff's posse is the law enforcement function, and the militia is the military function. And I think it's also good because you might get a new sheriff that comes in and destroys the posse. We saw that in Maricopa County where we had Sheriff Arpaio had a 3,000-man posse when he was sheriff. The new sheriff came in and got rid of the posse. So I think it's better to have both, a county militia and a posse. But, yes, under the authority of the government, with all the people in the county united behind their legislators, behind their county supervisors or selectmen, whatever they call them in each state, behind them, united, as part of the government, that's what a volunteer militia would be, like a volunteer fire department. It's under the authority of the county, but it's staffed by volunteers.
And wow.
The founders did it.
That's a great example. It's one thing for Bubba and a bunch of his redneck friends. Nothing wrong with rednecks. I love rednecks. Don't take that derogatory. But Bubba and his redneck friends to get together and form a group, and we're going to hunt and camp, and we're going to have our own neighborhood militia. That's one thing. For a county to make a resolution, not only to say, hey, this is a sanctuary constitutional county, but not only that, we're going to form our own militia. To me, that is a massive... massive step. Am I overhyping this? Am I overblowing this?
No, it is. It's what's been missing. This is something that Dr. Edmund Vieira, you know, the noted Harvard graduate scholar on the militias, but been screaming from the rooftops for years, is we need to revitalize and restore the actual militia. And yes, on paper, it's still all able-bodied males between the ages of 16 and 75 or 65, depending on the state constitution, but they're not organized. That it's been allowed to atrophy and die away. And of course, the political hacks on both parties want to pretend like it doesn't exist. They don't want it to even be on the table. So it's important to put it back on the table officially. I think an official county militia under the authority of the county government is a critical step. It also puts them in a better position fighting against whatever crap comes out of Richmond, because it's now one government against the other. It's the county government standing up and saying, nope, these people are a part of our militia. All their weapons are authorized by us. You can't touch them. You can't take them away.
Wow.
They have a military purpose that's being fulfilled.
All right. So do you see a situation, let's just say, I don't, hypotheticals only have limited value, but let's play this game. Let's say that Virginia pushes, they want to go into a county and exercise some red flag statute. Or they want to say, hey, we're going to start taking guns from veterans who are on certain Medicaid, whatever it is. So the state...
Right. Or this whole ban comes...
There you go. Okay, whatever.
Right.
Sure, whatever it is. So they go into a county, and they're going to start doing this. You have a county militia now that has the authority of that county. Would this be a standoff? The county militia basically says, no, we're going to stop you, and if you proceed, we're going to... are we saying we're going to arrest you? We're going to physically stop you? How does that clash happen?
Yes. It goes down to what they call interposition. We're going to interpose ourselves between you, the unconstitutional, unlawful, pretend actors, and...
You there, Stuart? Did you cut out? Those darn cell phones. Todd, where are we with him? Did he cut out? Okay, we lost him.
Hello?
You need to... There he is. Hey, it's those darn cell phones. Maybe we need to get a tin can and a string. I mean, when I was little, that worked real well.
across the garage.
Yeah, across the garage.
The founders put the oath to the Constitution in the Constitution itself in Article 6, requiring every officer at every level of government, all the way down to your local dog catcher, to swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That requires everybody to make a judgment about whether the orders are being given are constitutional.
Wow.
And to defend against unconstitutional actions. So, yes, it could come down to a standoff. That's why it's important for, like I said, we want to reach out to the state police and National Guard as part of our mission when we go to Virginia, is to reach out to them and encourage them to stand down. Because if they do act under the command of the governor and come into a county and they're resisted by the local militia or the sheriff and his posse, it'll kick off a civil war in this country. That's what will happen. It'll be a civil war between the left and the right. And we prefer to see that not happen. That's where it's going to go.
Okay, I want to interject. As you know, you have a lot of experience in this. Obviously, founder of the Oath Keepers, you talk to these people a lot. I talk to police here and there, and get a perspective. I have to believe that whatever percentage of police that they'll just enforce. Hey, if they tell me to jump, I'll say how high. I don't know what number that is. I don't know what number that is in Virginia. What percentage that is? There's another percentage that I don't care what they say. I will never confiscate guns. Do you have an idea of what that percentage is?
Well, it depends on which agency you're talking about. When it comes to state police, I think you're going to see a higher percentage of compliance with those orders.
So, as opposed to what? As opposed to sheriffs?
As opposed to like a rural deputy living out in the sticks. I think it's more likely to see resistance there.
Okay.
And the more invested somebody is in their career, like their career law enforcement, it's more likely they'll go along and save their jobs. That's just reality. Doesn't make it okay, and it's not. I'm not saying all of them will. Some of them will obey their conscience and their oath. But I'm just saying it's just human nature.
All right.
They're going to use that against them. They can pressure them to go along.
Well, they already have. They've introduced that one bill. If you don't follow what we say, you lose your job and your pension and what have you. I mean, they've already tried that leverage or putting it out there.
That's what's good about sheriffs. Sheriffs are elected by the people.
Yes.
Not the politicians.
All right. You're a former lawyer. You're head of Oath Keepers. You're on this. I have to believe that no matter what these state police think in their heart, I'm just going to do what I'm told, what have you. I have to believe that if you're having a conversation with them that includes, oh, by the way, there's a county militia. If you try to enforce these red flags, whatever laws, that you will be stopped, you will be resisted. Why don't you just stand down and follow your oath? To me, that's a lot different conversation than just, you know what, you need to do what's right and follow your oath here. Those are two different conversations, and I think that's, I would have to think they would stand down.
Well, that's exactly right. It's not just relying on them, you know, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's also saying that you need to do the right thing, because if you don't, you know,
50 guys back
there. And that's really you're looking at a clash.
Okay. We got about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, this is a huge issue. This is a huge flashpoint. I don't know if it's a trial balloon that the deep state, the New World Order is pushing. The United Nations is trying to see how this will go. I don't know if they're going to try to twist it to something. I don't know. Do you have a sense? I mean, what's your... I'm asking you to prognosticate a little bit, but...
This is the agenda across the country, and you got multiple flashpoints. Washington State, Oregon, rural New Mexico is the most recent one. You know, 30 out of 33 sheriffs there declared they would not enforce the governor's edicts. She's now saying she's going to use the state police and the National Guard. So these are all ticking time bombs and potential flashpoints. It all depends on which one gets stupid first, which governor goes all the way and tries to, you know, actually enforce. Like, look at the New York Safe Act. It required registration, massive noncompliance. You know, it was only like 10% compliance to the registration requirement. And yet they haven't enforced it yet because, you know, I think the state police there does not want to go into the rural areas of New York and try to enforce that nonsense because they know it'll happen. So this is the kind of Mexican standoff they wind up being in. So it all depends on which governor's dumb enough. I think the governor of Virginia, Northam, is dumb enough to actually do it. he apparently is so reckless that he's willing to do it. So we'll see what happens.
Well, he's the one with that interview talked about the newborn babies. We're going to keep them comfy, and a discussion will ensue.
Right.
And, you know, he obviously life means nothing to him. He's disconnected from reality somewhat. Okay, to me, this comes down. We got about 2 minutes. This all comes down to will the people rise up, connected with the county, these county militias, and stand up and say no in some sort of organized and semi-reasonable way. If they do that, this is over. If they don't do that, then this can then we're in for trouble. To me, that's what I see. Your thoughts?
Well, most likely. I think if they stand up, that's where we're going there. If they stand up strong militias and strong posses, I think it's most likely that the governor's not going to try to go down that road. But, like I said, he might be dumb enough to do it anyway. And it could wind up being like what General Gates set off.
If they do,
go to concert in Lexington.
Yes, if they do, probably maybe last question. If they do, what do you see happening? If they say, that's it, we're doing it, what will happen?
Non-compliance. I think most of the National Guard will not follow those orders. I think a lot of them are from, you know, they're from the rural areas of Virginia. So I think you'll have massive non-compliance by the National Guard. I think the state police is more likely to go along with it in the attempt. So we'll see what happens.
We're talking to Stuart Rhodes from oathkeepers.org, great organization. Look at them, but support them. What do we need to do? How do we need to support you besides supporting Oath Keepers? How do we, at a local level, you know, maybe we don't live in Virginia, but obviously this is important to us. This is like ground zero.
Every sheriff should have a posse, and that's the first step. And you need to revitalize your militia system. You've got to get it done one way or the other, whether it's town militias or county militias. You've got to get it done. And where you don't have, you know, politicians willing to play ball and do that, the people themselves need to organize and train. We're going to start training groups across the country for that purpose to get people trained up. But then you got to replace them with those who will do it. That's what you got to do.
This is fantastic information. This is so, you talk about lawful, organized, constitutional. Kev, you got a question?
No.
Solutions, this is it. Stuart, my hat's off to you for what you're doing. You're on a very important mission from God, really. I mean, this is about who we are. Who are we? Are we subjects or are we endowed creations of our God? We declare peace on you, my friend. We declare Godspeed on you. We declare safety and we declare effectiveness that your words may go forth and may pierce the lies and truth and justice and liberty and virtue may reign through all your activities, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Text me, Stuart. Text me that what you need.
You bet. God bless.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
It's been a little bit since we've had him on. I don't know why, you know, just time goes really quick. America's Sheriff, I call America's Sheriff, your Sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, absolute pleasure to have him on. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thanks so much, Daniel. It's always a pleasure to be with the Power Hour, and thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, of course, you're the head of CSPOA and thefreedomcoalition.com, CSPOA.org, thefreedomcoalition.com are two websites you can check out your great work. What have you been up to? Last time I talked to you, you were running for Congress, and you put up a good...
that proves it's been too long since I've been on.
Yes, no question. I mean, what was your takeaway from all that? You put up a good fight. You made some inroads. You got some votes. Didn't win ultimately, but what did you take away from all that?
That the Republicans are not too much different than the Democrats when it comes to the subterfuge they'll use to keep their people in office and in power.
And, there you go.
You know, they have a few differences in policies, but they're so few and far between that I really don't think there's much of a difference between the two parties. I will say this. One of my huge issues is abortion, and I'm totally against it. And I think that it's been a real dumbing down of how Americans perceive life, and the Declaration of Independence, when it says our entire system is based on protecting life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And so I am very key to that issue. And the Democrats, of course, want more abortion than the Republicans. However, both parties have continued to fund donating... are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Yes.
And they both parties continue to fund at the national level to the tune of $1 billion every 2 years, so $500 million a year. And the Republicans and Democrats alike have done that. So Republicans will tell you they're against abortion, but they continue to fund it in Washington, D.C., in Congress. And let's not make any mistake about this. That would be no different than funding the CSPOA or the Freedom Coalition, or the NRA, or any other group that's out there, because that's all the Planned Parenthood, they give tax dollars, $500 million a year, to a private organization that most of their work is based on killing unborn babies. And I find that totally astonishing. But yes. I will say, in talking about how similar both parties are, that's one area where they claim to have a difference, but when it comes right down to it, it doesn't seem like it is any different.
We've had, this may seem a little odd talking about this, I don't know, but we've had former Satanists, former cultists on, and they flat out tell us they've reformed, they've changed their life, they've found God. They tell us flat out the spiritual hooks in America rely on abortion and pedophilia. That is how Satan, Luciferians, these cults get their spiritual hooks into America. And the fact that we just allow this is, it's kind of astonishing. Thomas Jefferson said it's sin if the government makes people pay for things they don't disagree with. I would think it's unconstitutional for the government, basically at the point of a gun, to force us to pay for abortions. How is this even lawful?
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with it. And that a Satanist can wake up, but Democrats can't, still kind of really worries me. And Republicans also. Because we are forced to do it. And I know the exact quote you're talking about with Jefferson. And he said to force people to pay for stuff that they find morally objectionable and that they totally disagree with religiously, and then we turn around and make them pay for it. And I didn't want to make this an abortion conversation, but you know what? It's probably the most important issue facing our country. What I learned, what I gleaned from running for Congress as a Republican is that Republicans don't care about the Constitution or freedom or liberty or safeguarding children who are unborn any more than the Democrats. They just say they do, but when it comes down to really doing something, they don't. Mm. It doesn't do a damn thing. In fact, one other thing that the abortionists have said, the people who really love killing babies and really are at the top of promoting it, they have said, we will get this funded and even have Christians pay for it.
Yes, they've thrown it in our face. I mean, that's part of their energy. Yeah.
Sure enough, that's what we're doing.
You know, you said you didn't really want this discussion to be about abortion, but really, this discussion is not about abortion. This is a liberty discussion. I mean, this is a foundation of our country discussion to me. Let's transition to Virginia. There's a lot of good things going on in Virginia, and there's a lot of disturbing things. What's your take of Virginia right now?
Well, CSPOA has a very strong contingency in Virginia. We have some state directors there and state CSPOA people in Virginia. And I've trained two of the sheriffs that are very involved in this. Sheriff Jenkins in Culpeper County, who's doing this threat to deputize everybody, he got that from the CSPOA training. And we're proud of him. We're proud of Sheriff Smith in Greene County. And the other sheriffs there, there's like 85 out of the 96 sheriffs that have come out and told the state and the stupid governor there that we will not comply. We will not go along with it. The only thing that concerns me, because I just came on from another one that was trying to do this, Mojave County. There's only 15 counties in Arizona. Mojave County has already voted to be a very powerful sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. Yavapai County was considering it, and then they watered it down and gave us a milquetoast version of it. And 1,000 people showed up to protest them changing it and going to the watered-down version. So they took it under advisement after about 75 of us spoke before them, including yours truly and another one of our state CSPOA directors. And it's really going great guns. We had a CSPOA conference 2 months ago right here in Mesa, Arizona, and the president of the Sheriff's Association of New Mexico spoke, and his speech was phenomenal. You know that there's 29 out of 33 sheriffs in New Mexico that have told the state legislature there, we will not enforce it, we will not go along, we will not allow it to be enforced in our county. And that's the key. So many of these sanctuary counties and cities have said they won't cooperate or go along or spend any money on it. What are you going to do if the federal government or other state agencies come in to try to confiscate guns from innocent people and law-abiding people in your county or in your city? What are you, that's where they lack teeth, and they've got to put federal and state agents on notice. If you come into this county, we will interpose. We will prevent it. We will not allow it to occur. And that's really where we need to go with this and take it one more level. But I also wrote an article, and I don't know if you've seen it, but I also wrote an article, and it was titled Civil War in Virginia with a question mark at the end, because I really don't think so. A lot of the hyperbole that's been put out about this, Daniel, is that it's just simply this, hype. It's hyperbole. You know, the governor never came out and said that he was going to call in the National Guard to go after the militia groups in Virginia. It was, that statement was made by a legislator who suggested to the governor that he might want to consider that. And now look at how the freedom movement groups have gone crazy over that. Believe me, I know the governor there. I know what a louse he is. As horrible as he may be, I don't believe he's going to do it. One, I know he does not want to fight with all the sheriffs in the state, which he basically would be doing. Another thing I loved about New Mexico is it set a great example, because you know what? Most of those sheriffs are Democrats there. 29 sheriffs there. 29 joined, and they did not care if they were Democrat or Republican. They joined together and said, you know what? We're going to defend liberty here. And we don't care what party you are. And isn't it amazing that you never see Democrats always talk about reaching across the aisle. What a bunch of bull. The only time they do that is when they're spending more money. The only time. That's another thing really that I learned when I ran for Congress that I never want to do again. It also shows me what a waste of time Washington, D.C. is. And that's why CSPOA is so strong on an actual solution. And it's called what the sheriffs are doing and what the counties are doing. Because my solution, as you very well know that I said on your program before, and I'll say it again, we take back America, not in Washington, D.C. We take back America county by county, state by state, and one sheriff at a time. And we're now seeing that nationwide. We have sheriffs in New Mexico. We have sheriffs in Arizona. We have sheriffs in Washington State. We actually have chiefs of police in Washington State now standing for the Second Amendment with their city councils. And, man, that is the solution for America. And everybody listening to your program today should be running to the CSPOA to become a member and do this more and more and more, because we need the financial support or we're not going to make it. And we can't even answer the demand right now where people want us to come and train. We have sheriffs on a waiting list that want the same training. And now some of the sheriffs that we've trained are helping train other sheriffs. And my goodness, this is just an absolute miracle, and we're trying our best. And we need everybody to go to CSPOA.org and become a member today. Make a donation. Make a monthly donation. Whatever you have to do. Are you interested in the solution? Then join CSPOA.org.
We're talking to Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack. CSPOA stands for Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org. Certainly worthwhile. Let me transition to one specific county in Virginia. It's reported, we just had Stuart Rhodes on, he confirmed this, discussed this in detail. The Tazewell County, they not only did they say, we're a constitutional county, we're not going to enforce any of these unlawful statutes, they went a step further and says, you know what, we're going to create a county militia led by the county municipalities, the sheriffs, what have you, and if there is some encroachment by the federal government, we are going to interpose and we are going to stop it with this militia. To me, that is a huge moment in this whole discussion. It is much further than just a simple decree by a county. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we're totally in support of that. Whether it's the militias or whatever, but as long as that is under the direction of the sheriff, then that's the only caveat I would throw at it. The sheriff's doing that, but the militia groups doing it on their own, I do not support that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Tazewell.
They're doing it. And yes. That's what, but still, you are presenting a solution that is totally effective, and I believe if the sheriff is in charge of that, it will remain peaceful, and that's my key point there.
Do you think, you know, your time that you've done, how many years have you done CSPOA now? How many years?
10.
Okay, in your 10 years, obviously when you started, some of this stuff may have seemed like you were speaking Chinese to people or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
How has it changed from 10 years ago to today?
We are amazed by it because just about every election in this country for sheriff has some candidate that's running as a constitutional sheriff. And whether, and if there's not a candidate, people are always asking at the public forums for sheriff, are you running as a constitutional sheriff? Or do you even know what that means? And so it comes up now in every state in this country, except Connecticut, Hawaii, and Alaska. Those three places don't even have sheriffs. So in the other 47, it comes up. Even in counties where sheriffs have been diminished in their role to arrest or really do law enforcement has been diminished or completely destroyed, like Delaware, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, along the Eastern Seaboard. Even California and New York still totally respect the office of sheriff, that he's the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer of the county. And they understand he's elected and needs to be elected. So when you have other, when it's not even happening in California, you know something's really wrong with those eastern states that are trying to destroy the office of sheriff.
Well, this seems like where the rubber meets the road. This is where the people elect somebody in a legal position like a sheriff. They're elected, and now they're asked to follow their oath and follow the Constitution. This seems like where the whole battle is, really.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly where it is. And we have said this for since we started in our first convention in January of 2012. We were already an organization a year and a half before that. But our first convention was all about, we had 95 sheriffs from across the country there. And it was all about, this is going to happen in your county. You've got to be prepared for this. It was a little bit, as you alluded to, there's a little bit of a hypothetical, but because we knew that the gun grabbing was going to happen more. But it's not just gun grabbing. It's freedom of religion where it's been attacked. How are we going to, let's go back to abortion. How are we going to stop abortions if sheriffs keep acquiescing and letting it happen in their county? And I honestly believe that the sheriffs are going to play a big role in protecting the Second Amendment, but also in protecting life in its most innocent stages.
Do you know, there's so many things where, you know, somebody like myself, like you, you look at the world, you look at America. We've had constitutional attorneys on here talking about how these courts are just going downhill by the day. Just the draconian measures, almost Nazi-like measures. But at the same time, I'm also seeing a light on the other side. I'm also seeing what your work and many other people, the Oath Keepers. I mean, there's a revival to the American spirit. At the same time, there's a darkness. It's like dark and light are separating and both growing at the same time. Do you see that, or am I hallucinating?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. That's a great analogy. Because both sides are getting bigger, and it's plain and simply, Oath Keepers and the CSPOA were born out of the necessity of standing against the other side that was just getting so blatant and crazy in their unconstitutionality, in their immorality, in their physical force against those who disagree with them. And we're seeing that more and more and more. And they don't even care who knows it anymore. It used to be that they would try to hide it or disguise it. They don't care anymore. It's just bald in your face, and it's getting worse every day. And it's obvious, it should be obvious to everyone listening to this program, we are not going to restore liberty in America or individual liberty in America in Washington, D.C. As much as the good as Trump has tried to do, he has been thwarted at every point. If Obama kills some international terrorist, he's a international hero. If Trump does it, he's a villain and he's starting World War III and we told you this guy was a warmonger, we told you what, and we're just seeing that over and over and over, and this is why you will never get your constitution back in Washington, D.C. And it's impossible. I don't care how many Rand Pauls you have, I don't care how many Ron Pauls you have, I don't care how many Trumps you have. It is too far gone. Washington, D.C. is a write-off. It is too corrupt, it is too far gone, and they're not going to change until we the people raise up and do exactly what the Declaration of Independence says, throw off such government and establish new guards. I don't know how, I don't know what that's going to look like. I abhor violence and I will not support violence, but someday, somehow, we've got to push that envelope to completely wipe out Washington, D.C. politicians. And I don't mean hurt them or kill them. Get rid of them, tell them to go home, and we've got to redo Washington, D.C. because those people are not going to allow it to happen.
Well,
so that's why I say, forget Washington and just do it in your local counties and districts.
Well, that's exactly where I was going. What you're saying is it's not that you're destroying Washington, it's that you're ignoring and pulling your power away from Washington.
Irrelevant.
Yes.
Make Washington, D.C. irrelevant, and
yes.
Your sheriffs and your governors can do it.
You do a lot of other work. I haven't talked to you about Sam Girard in a long time. Tell us briefly who Sam Girard is, and where is that right now? Where is Sam right now?
Okay, you know, he's an Amish farmer from Kentucky who was arrested by the FDA because he snubbed him and wouldn't do what he was told because he didn't register his products with the FDA, a chickweed salve. He was tried, convicted of 12 felony counts, put in prison for 6 years. We've been trying ever since to get Trump to pardon him. I guess we can't get to the right people. I talked to 85 different Republicans in Washington, D.C., who gave it lip service, who never would do a damn thing about it, including some of my own congressmen and senators here, the worst one being John McCain. And I'm not going to say God rest his soul. He lied to me about helping Sam Girard. And I would really love to talk to Meghan McCain about how she defends her father. I understand that. But her father was a horrible person and a politician that made the word politician what it is today. And I talked to him in person several times about it. And I talked to his staff, and they would vouch for the same. And after McCain stabbed me on the back on this, I talked to one of his staff members. And I asked him, I said, does anybody in Washington, D.C. ever do the right thing just because it's the right thing to do? And he said, regrettably, Sheriff, no, they don't.
Wow.
And he was talking about his own boss.
Do
and
you?
He didn't work me. He quit
what
the
about,
team right after that.
What about the sheriff in where Sam Girard is being? I mean, the sheriff where Sam lives or where he's incarcerated?
He lost the next election. And, he lost the next election, but I have not been able to get contact with the new sheriff yet. As I said, we're just short on funds, and we need to get a good presence out there in Kentucky. It was a very small county, only a four-man department. I went out there, and the sheriff was very helpful at first, but then when the FDA came to talk to him, he goes, Sheriff Mack made me do all that. You know?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Yeah.
It was the serpent. It was the woman thou gavest me. Sounds like Adam in the garden.
The devil made me do it. Yeah.
The devil made me do it.
that's kind of way. And I guess I was the devil that time. But overall, though, I hope your listeners are catching on to this. If there really is a solution, but it's not going to happen without you. If your listeners expect me to just do the solution alone, it's never going to happen. Because I don't have the money or the time to do it all. There's 3,100 counties in this country. We need to get about 600, 700, 800 right in there of the sheriffs that are totally dedicated as constitutional sheriffs. If we don't have help from the citizenry and the patriots across this country, either time or finances or both, well, you guys, okay, well, we're just going to keep going the way it's going. But what have we seen? What have we seen, Daniel? We've seen what happens when sheriffs wake up and start doing. And that's the greatest thing that we've accomplished at
We got about a minute and a half, Sheriff. It's a pleasure to have you on. It's way too long. I hope I'm probably going to see you next month on something. I've told the audience a very little about this, but we are working on certain things that we feel like we can do this. We are going to make a stand for the truth, and we're going to need you. And so when somebody like Sheriff Matt comes on here and says, go to CSPOA.org, this isn't lip service. When I say, you know, thank you for your support, thank you for your donations, this isn't lip service. Who do you think out here is saying these things? Who is telling you about your God-given rights and your protection and making plans and helping and supporting and independent thought? Who is it? You know, Sheriff Mack is right there at the front and right there at the front of importance. And we're excited. So as time goes on, support Sheriff Mack. Also, there'll be other things that are going to be more clear. We're going to need your support. I'm going to need you. Sheriff Mack's going
to
need you.
Bottom line, Sandy Rod is still in prison, and he's supposed to get to maybe a halfway house in the spring.
Good.
He's over 3 years now in prison.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, we here directly, when we say jump, we're going to need you to say how high. We're going to have a plan, and the Sheriff Mack needs your support today. So how high? Go support Sheriff Mack, CSPOA.org. Support us, and we're going to continue doing this, and we're going to – progress is being made. You should be encouraged. Hey, God bless you, Sheriff Mack.
Thanks, Daniel. See you soon.
Yes, you sure will. Wow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.